Coaches Insight programs continuing here on Care 93.7. We continue with more Hillmounts Academy, and now we talk to a boys basketball coach, that is Christian Wessel. And second year at the helm, coach, how are we feeling going into 24-25?
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot coming back from last year. We had a good team last year. We were able to win the Northeast Kansas League. And, you know, coming back this year with five of our top seven players from last year. So, you know, hoping to build off that momentum. To keep the energy going. We've had a good first few weeks of practice. Kids are working hard. There's a lot of excitement around basketball.
You mentioned all the returners from last year winning the Northeast Kansas League. Obviously, the expectations super high once again. I mean, where does it start with the amount of talent that you have? I mean, who are kind of the leaders that you're looking at and expecting, you know, to kind of lead that charge for your team here this year?
Yeah, we have a good group of returning seniors, Brody Coatman, Luke Siebert, Nolan Dulac. You know, they played great minutes for us last year, great offensive threats, good defenders. And so they've really been able to come back and help elevate the rest of the program and a lot of the guys. Dark Ebanks coming back from last year as well. He was right off the bench with Bo Wirtz, two really good guards that provide shooting threats, ability to get to the basket. So, you know, those five and just gelling really well together and playing together. And then also just excited to see some of these new guys really stepping up into the role and, you know, really planning on playing a pretty deep bench. We have probably 12, 13 guys that can play, probably realistically, probably we'll play about 10 of them. So, yeah, a lot of senior leadership's really helping us.
Yeah, all the returners plus the quality of depth, you know, is it about the same, you know, as last year in terms of that depth that you have on the bench? Is that going to be maybe a little bit extra of a positive for you this year, maybe compared to last year?
Yeah, I think we'll be able to go pretty deep this year, even a little bit deeper than last year. The ability, yeah, we're planning on playing at least 10 guys. And so, you know, frequent rotations, keeping everybody fresh, you know, coming off with a lot of energy, which we're going to play a pretty aggressive style defensively and offensively. And so that's going to be a weapon I think we're going to lean a little bit more into this year. Compared to last year, for sure.
Give me a strength, maybe one or two strengths, what you like, what you see from your team here early on, and obviously improvements. You always want to see it throughout the course of the year, but as you sit here right now getting ready for the opener on Friday, what's one thing or two also on the other end that's like, man, we really have to work on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think our strength right now is just a positive discipline, culture, good attitudes, hard work ethic. We have some size this year, which is nice, so those are all things we plan to play to our advantage. You know, our key for us this year is going to be managing the ball a little bit better offensively. We got a little bit sloppy last year at times, just kind of rushing things, getting a little bit too fast, too out of control at times. And so I think for us, you know, learning to slow down, tightening up some of the things on defense. You know, we had our jamboree on Monday, which was nice. And saw a lot of positive things from the guys. But, you know, as coaches, we're always looking at the things we need to get better. And so, you know, just working on tightening up a lot of those fundamental things. Especially going in early, you know, just getting to figure out kind of who we are and kind of our style and working from there.
Your first game on Friday, it's going to be against Donovan West at home. They're out of the Twin Valley League. How much do you know about them? What's kind of the expectations for the opener this week?
Yeah, we don't know a lot about Donovan West. Just we haven't played them in basketball for quite some time. You know, they come from a good league. We know they have a lot of returners. You know, so we have a full expectation for a real good competitive first game here. You know, I think especially all year we really preach just to the guys that, you know, there's a temptation to focus on your opponents as opposed to focusing on yourselves. And so, you know, we're really just kind of gearing a lot of our energy both here at the start but also throughout the rest of the season, focusing on becoming the best version of ourselves that we can be.
There it is, Moore Hillmounts Academy basketball coach. That is Christian Wessel. On the boys' side, the defending NEKL champs begin the season on Friday against Donovan West at home. Coach, appreciate the few minutes here today. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.